Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. John chapter 12, verse 20 to 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th to the 21st verse. John chapter 12, verse 20 to 21. There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Semkronwa ani and sempiti dumienoni moye. Very interesting scripture. Last week, this is the third week of examining the 43rd parable. We did it beautifully at Bible study. Anybody who really want to understand last week's message, get Tuesday's Bible study outline or teaching. It will be of a great, immense blessing to you. Matthew 24, verse number 37 to 39. Matthew 24:37-39. But as the days of Noah were, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. As in Chronicles 4, said Matthew, Chirokoma ete, yedionu na yimwe, yediasa, en sonkope mediasa, en chronomumi en te radiasa.
Na said ye know, anano ye ye no. Saran su na onipa bane banbeye. Na said ye na aye din su yue ni muwodi di ye na wanomu ye. Wa ware ye na wama wadye dikosi da a no wa shani adaka numu. Na wa yungunu dikosi se in sobe fa wonyi na kwa ye no. Saran su na onipa bane banbeye. Na wa yungunu dikosi se in sobe fa wonyi na kwa ye no. Saransona onipa bano bani be.
Will you read it one more time? Let me follow you.
Na said you know anano ye.
Says said you know anano ye.
Saransona onipa bano bani be.
Sana Christ Jesus ma you are to see me no nsebe.
Na said you na edin so yure ni mu no.
Je krungrung say ne bi edi wo suire na ni mu sukasi e bi be yira asase fe ni pen ne frasase ni. O say na ne di wo suire na ni mu.
Wo didi ye.
Enipa didi.
Wo no me. Wo ware ye.
Wo ware ji awade ye.
Dikosi da a no wa shane adaka no mu.
Because he said Noah a shame at the continue a kick and a year pa and who knows a Christian phone and be brown or more because he had a son, he almost fed pa, kekaswam dress and before Mohono Macotinas on them, TNM no canal, Yamukon Amnemo Casa, whom we're here, TV, so whom we're here, radio soon now, whom now count Amnom Casa, whom we go internet, Minumana and Casa. It is perform Mohono Macotinas on them where you almost fee ye, please a quadia, quasiada son. Na womo koko huno womo mfefu and womo namfa. E yomo nika. Felisa, sometimes they got bored with seeing work colleagues and the pressure at work and all that. So they get excited and it's fascinating for them. You know, when they go to church and a man church was nice today. We didn't come to niceness. We are not here for niceness. We are not here because it was nice to come. I'm telling everybody the truth. A lot of people listening to us today might be the last time you are hearing the word of God. Therefore, oh yeah, you don't have to joke with any you hear. And that is why I tell people, if you can, drive here and sit down and listen to the word of God in the W3. Wherever you fellowship, go there and listen to the word of God. compare the two and judge which one is the real gospel. Which one is the real gospel of Jesus Christ? Then make a decision for yourself. I know that a lot of people don't want this particular statement, but it's the truth, and it will make you free. Insenhunu don't build people. People don't grow through insenhunu. Insenhunu is not a tenier. Eya kankasa nsenfuemi no aya kan si ani. Asem anyhunu. Asem nti there's the same word used for the word of God. Asem any ihunu. Nti you can be hearing insenhunu. Babro freno anansesem ewu Timothy nguma etosumi no itey na okinkan eyi nchimi ensane na no asana okana ho willing ko odie. Focus with me. No, don't go there. Hallelujah. It is tiny pa to a babro no so.
Na we ahunu de kosi se enso be
fa. Emi mama sa ho no na no brada na me catch o se mama se sabre ni ensi abro san we wi ase da. Sabre no na sheep ni wi ase. Sabre ne plane ni wi ase. De de na bibi kasi e be si asase ni enipe hunu. We hunu. E de kosi se you know we su ya no. E be fa wo na e de cro. It is a bonny friend, depending on the catcher. Isaiah chapter 59, verse number 1. Very interesting scripture the Bible talked about. What we are talking about, because it becomes very integral to everybody. When you wake up in the morning and you come into this place, you did not come to loiter around or to lobby or, well, just while the time. It is a very important time that we need not to joke with it. So listen to me very well, ladies and gentlemen, because the Lord has given you pastors according to his own heart, or shepherds according to his own heart, who shall feed you with knowledge. Feed you with knowledge. They will feed you with knowledge. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 3. Very, very strong. But God will give you shepherds after his own heart. They will feed you according to knowledge. It is here in Acts 15 and 16. 16.
Na modor so na mo ase chene asase na so
15 kan 15
na mema mo ahyefo se de
mo ahyefo se de me amakoma pe
na odi hunumu ni nimde aye
wasi odi hunumu ani nimde ene benyan mo wa hunu se when you see the word entity when nipa de nka ye yusu word entity firi so nyame de yetoto enwan ho enti odi yetoto nwan ho a wo ye hia entity odwan kai ba na ojina kwan mu. The reason is because we don't know what akuma, a very tender heart. When the Bible talks about, say, work. When the Bible talks about, you know, na what they in hunumu and in him dien a benyemo. To better ha yed in hunumu and enye when yen titi a yen yen. Yen yen. Dien wawa. So obi ba evradimu. Na ye jare no se preku wo free ha no de ne ho akoto do ntudie please wo nyame ye de kan de atoto mo aho ya no de atoto mo aho o de ne moye fo toto nkraman emponche ene ayi empreku ho na wo de atrene fo na toto enwama ene enwan eho. There are two different things we are talking about. Wo jama wo jain ba wono de wo hurihuri all over the place. Christo funi bebre tisa, you know about we jumping around the place just like children, and the children said they just jump around all the place. They cannot sit at one place. They cannot be attentive to the things of God, to the word of God. They can come to communion right now, and in the evening they will sleep with their boyfriend and get pregnant, and the next week they go and abort because woman in Yama. But in Yama ni to become in Yain. Oh yeah, minimum growth for Bibra. One day where we are at Alabaster City, one day are named Chibe Didi, because we have a lot of grazing fields on our lands, and they bring them to graze in the pastures. And in Yain for also, and woman Yain. So bad today. They have all kinds of chuckling signs. they just can just chuckle. And then a year, you know, a 10 year or her full on a can. Yet a Christ of one to mean to win young couple answer. God is speaking, but they cannot hear. TNM no can hear because a brainy homer me, a brainy homer. Who be catching me? Say, Nipa be woo at the time of Moo young Kabem and Mama, but they see. Reason. Then will be what you know. People go; they want to think about. At the end of year, no, had they accident? Yana, any accident in the kunipa? They ask a question: why are you na? Any yadi in the kunipa? T will be betting me. I had very critically, you know, life-threatening sickness, and they can pull through miraculously and get healed because yadi in kunipa. T in a make a chirono yadi in kunipa. You will woo the kunipa. Woo the kunipa. Aso ubeti midi asha beifu ubeti midi asha you know papa bi wo you know kofodia omo administer a wrong anesthesia the person died now Ghana for dear this is one of the things why the Lord have asked me to you know pray for this nation and warn this nation therefore today also we will close the service. Maybe today we won't sing the national anthem. Today I will sing the national. We will recite the national pledge. Inti yai chichiri turu tim because mumbi brown mwa munim moke kamboso na nanu kura meire kachere msa national anthem no baby oha me kamboso. Yeah, namsi nyama mko nam kamboso bibri kamboso. Aso for kura the okasa ni national anthem no na yen tunko heaven and kabibi the drew hell. Some couples who are baby, not me check me one of my as a dark of a book, and I'm checking and my couples will be to a country. So, on us, because it's God bless our homeland, Ghana, make our nation great and strong, bold to defend forever the cause of freedom and of right. Fill our hearts with true humility, Bahani, a couples, and make us cherish fearless. Honesty, but they drew her near can and make us cherish honesty something there. Now nipa me I brought the fearless before the honest. Yeah, me can boss was an catch honesty now some the fearless in the back. Now it's answer bro funny yeah into one here I won't tell you because yeah the phonetics are not phonetics in a blue so boa. Why can't you make us cherish cherish fearless honesty and help us to resist oppressors rule with all our will and might forevermore. And they can national pledge. And only the bepon. Hey day! And they will be caught and administer wrong anesthesia. Will be out in a human. And all they can say, oh, we are sorry. Shogbe moko papa. Ogbe moko wu. Ogbe moko nyemi. Ogbe moko church member. Ogbe, you've killed somebody. I'm sorry, but what could be? What is any you? Haven't you heard? Thou shalt not kill. So tear can you? So Tuesday, we went into the revelation concept or the revelatorical concept of Sedia Noah Naniye. Niyama Newoho during Noah Nano. And I said, Niyama Newoho is Yidanish. So let's read Genesis chapter 6 one more time. And this time, I will want us to read it a little bit further, you know, more than what we did. Kinkai, I would add, yes.
Etifia said, Nipane Boni.
Okay.
Nanipa Frasier Dawson was as a son.
Nipa Frasier Dawson was as a son.
No, oh, my mamma won. Yanko Poma, who knew Nipa Mamasa,
when Yanko Poma, who knew Nipa Manuf.
No, whatever, Romu Biara,
and to the Kungroons, whatever, won't be at our pe.
Narada can say,
when I make us,
and all rent on the whole
Nipa and Chin Chin and Kosi and Gosida
Benkosida
and Gosida.
If it's all your honam,
if it's any pie on them, one saw one na a bear in Fisha or her, any a tuna.
Nanumuni etrino. Na Abraham can say was as
a Bible said, "Not yet, no. Not there were the giants in the land. The giants were in the land. Read the word. And also, the Bible said the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children for them." The same became the mighty men which were of old. They were men of renown. The Bible says, every intention and imagination of man was evil. Nigeria this week, people went and, you know, with machetes and, you know, and amputated, maimed, killed people. I'm telling His Excellency President Buhari, wake up! There is work to do. Wake up! Nigerians are not animals. When I saw for the coca, now, when I told my niece, I saw for the so, we go where I saw for any achieving that to any achieving that to. I'm telling His Excellency President Buhari, if you don't wake up to the task, God will replace you. 2019, mark it anywhere, God will replace you. Because judgment of God is on Nigeria. I'm telling you. Telling you something very prophetic. Catch them and understand. They machete people. On the streets of Plato. Blood! You call this a country? Wake up! That is work to do. What is it? We in maybe see America, huh? Which we in maybe see UK? No many idea. Because our leaders have different and ulterior intentions. You been under Sodom and Gomorrah, but bring no one and try to make you worse. Because every intention of man was wicked. And if I compare it to a nephew, everything, every intention of humankind is wicked. Because sorry, but wicked intentions and also I'm telling you, here in this church. I'm telling you, I'm here, my name is people here, yeah. And see, that is why personally I want to advise Christians, you know, be careful the way you disseminate and open up yourselves, disseminate your personal information on social media. Be careful the way you open up yourself on social media, especially with your children, the pictures of your children, the videos of your children, because there are wicked people and demon-possessed spirit mediums that are looking for blood of those children. Be careful the way you put up pictures of like anniversaries, ordinations, and also that. Pictures, yeah, no more. Yeah, we do a lot of social media because of the ministry. We do it with the intentions of ministry. Finish! You will hardly see us bring those kind of photographs. We went on holiday, went on, you know, and all that kind of thing. We used to think like that, but we've stopped thinking like that because there are wicked people with wicked intentions. I'm telling you, who picks an it that were likes and it tags and nice comments, you know, yeah, can check on a strange altar. They take your picture and put it on a strange altar, and then you realize, why are we having all this trouble? Because there is an attack of the demonic entities coming against you. And I want you to pray your life. Confirm. And you know, now they rise against you and they fight you. Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Kind of Bible. It was not only Pankwa, Menumio, Sammy Bonyata, Mibon Sicily, Mibon and Ponche and Chimpesa and Frontier and Grantier, and Nomina, Menumio, Sammy Bon Muadumena. It has repented me to create humankind. Read.
But
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Read. And these are the generations of Noah. Let me read. Noah was a just man and a perfect man in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Christopher, this is where we need to come to. We need to come to the place where we walk with God. You didn't become a Christian because you won a car. You didn't become a Christian because you won a visa. You did not become a Christian because you won some money. Jesus did not die for you to go to England. Jesus did not die for you to just get some money. Jesus is dead. Maybe let me put it this way. From the expostulation of time, you know, from the days of the Exodus, I want to bring it this way. From the days that the Orthodox Church was established, from the Roman Catholic Church to the days of Martin Luther, when you study church history, to the days of Martin Luther, the German reformer, and to all the guys that came up, including St. Augustine, Jerome, the author of the Catholic Vulgate, and you look at all those people, St. Augustine of Aleppo or Hippo, all these guys who came up as revivalists and like prophets of God, and all that ran down to Pentecostalism, you know, that came up, the days of Machion, Nomone, all the other guys who came up, Nicholas Bengo of South Africa, the founder of Assemblies of God in South Africa. We talk about people like mighty men like Brother Idahosa, Brother Beloved, Abraham Beloved. Let's bring it just around this time. Brother Beloved, Brother Enoch Adoso. Let's talk about people, you know, who work for God, like Prophet Abeka. Let's talk about people like that, like Brother Mwakon, Kwesi Francis, Kwesi Mwakon. Let's talk about those people. When they stood on the altar and preached, they were not preaching German visa. It was not part of their message. So from that time of the Orthodox Church to Pentecostalism, to Neo-Pentecostalism, to Charismatism, now we moved it from Charismatism to the Word of Faith movement, and the preaching of faith, and now to the prophetic movement. I realize that we have declined in our expostulation of the gospel or the presentation of the gospel. Now we are not calling the soul to God, we are calling the soul to the thing. We call the soul to the cars. We call the soul to the houses. We call the soul to the... And that is why the preachers can even preach and tell us that people like boxers and footballers who are making a lot of money a week, they tell us that they are blessed. Do you call that a blessing? If that is a blessing, then sikedrofoni na are blessed. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Let's see what blessing is. You call that blessing? The church is sick, needing therapy. And that is why our preachers are, you know, because they can take something out of the Bible and make it a doctrine and want everybody to. If you don't drive a Mercedes, then you are not blessed. If you don't drive a BMW, then you are not blessed. Kind brofu first. If you don't, I'm speaking the heart of God. If you don't drive a Maserati, then you are not blessed. We are making the church to understand. If you don't live at East Legon, then you are not blessed. If you don't live in a prestigious area or vicinity, then you don't have the blessing. And that is why these guys now are doing anything to, you know, get in quote that kind of blessing. And that is why these young preachers and emerging guys, they are all running around looking for occultic and all kinds of secret groups to use them as stepping stones to get that kind of money and that kind of acknowledgement. The reason is because most of the church fathers and most of the church mothers, once you give big offerings, it means that you are a good son. Once you don't give big seed, you are not a good and a faithful son. We are sending the wrong signal in the church, and our children are carefully observing. These days, Most of the children say, well, I don't want to be a preacher because the preachers are not rich. I want to be a billionaire. And to be a billionaire, you cannot get it from preaching. That is why people like Ofuriam Ponsa will stop preaching and go back and sing Alewa, because when he sees the 1-1 cities and the 2-2 cities coming to the altar, he can, I can't do this now, because Alewa will give me just 500,000 for 1 gig. And that is why they are discouraged not to respond to the call of God. Pray! The call of God in the church is not a money-making venture. The church is not a gold mine. We are not here to produce money. Pray! I'm telling you, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Light that is hidden under a bed cannot shine. We put it on the candlestick that it shines for everybody. The reason why you come here is because when girl be you are here to chase that girl. But let them know that church is not a place to come chase women. Let them know that church is not a place to come chase men. Let them know that church is not a place to snatch husband. Let them know that church is not a place to snatch wife. Let them know that we are courting and they are still in their courtship process. You don't cook for a man. You don't sleep with a man. You don't wash for a man. Oh, I want to talk to somebody. This is the place where we are not unequally yoked with unbelievers, because darkness has nothing to do with light. Holy, as your God is holy. It costs so much, man. People bring fat envelopes. They drop $20,000 in the office of a church father and they see that as a good son. Really? And that is why all these droppers of $20,000 are sleeping with all the girls in this city, and the fathers can't rebuke it. Because we are, our hearts are bought. But I am so reminding everybody, before God, you are not a father. Before God, you are a soul. And God will judge all souls. I am reminding you that Atim Wonibesha is here for you when Yankupon Fie. Hey, these are the issues the church can talk about. But God has given me the grace to clean up the mess. God has given me a mop. He said the church is so decadent. Oh, so decadent. He said, mop out the madness. As I'm speaking right now, they are hating me with their statements and their words. But mona jole nye mi, a jole omo e. Min kenye, mona jole, a jole omo. Listen to the work of God, the word of God. Oh yeah, osi kenimo, yintene tufo. Ne baby baba, won tien chie papa. Hey, you know, listen so wa masum, hey you wa mo hininte. Waba bua bua, a chie chie fra. Read the word of God. Let me hear.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Blessed is the Lord of our Lord Jesus, the Father of our Lord Jesus. I'm reading Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 3. Who hath blessed us? Who has blessed us with Mercedes? Range Rover?
No.
$20,000?
No.
Who has blessed us with West Legon?
No.
And this Legon? Who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings? So when we talk about blessing, it is not tangible. It's not physical. It is not physical. It is not physical. And that is why there are, you know, when you look at most of the people like David, when he was going through the wilderness of Tekoa, going through the, you know, wilderness of Ziklag and Moin and Hebron and all that, all those days he had nothing, but he had the blessing. Nothing physical, But he had the blessing. And despite the fact that they fought his progress, they could not overcome him. Why? Because he was blessed. Because the blessing is spiritual. Pray! Now send the wrong kind of message to the people. And that is why most of the messages coming from the pulpit now is not benefiting the parishioners. Pray! I'm telling the church, listen, in the next 15 years, 30% of the pulpits in this country will be replaced. This is a prophetic word. Pray! Most of the people you call the Ogbontias of this nation, in 15 years, there will be no more. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, I am looking for the next generation. Now I am preparing the invigorated breed of people who are going to be the frontliners now. For in the mighty house are not only vessels of silver and gold, also of wood and clay, some unto honor, others unto dishonor. If any man will sanctify himself from this, or purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, prepared and meet for the master's use. God is raising the next billionaires now. God is raising the next prophets now. God is raising the next generation of preachers now. God is raising the next generation of politicians now. In 15 years, most of the people in office and in politics now, they will all be history. Pray! If I were you, I will be praying this prayer. Lord, whatever you want to do in this season, don't do it without me. That will be my prayer. Let's go back to the book of Genesis. Sit down, let's work. Read the word of God. Noah was a righteous man. Noah, oni Yankopon nante, and son Abraham cra, Ebrade Babekasi, you are a man after my own heart. And before God will say that, I know Abraham, he will command his children and instruct his children after him to do what is righteous and just. Before God will say that, Noah walked with God. Before Enoch, yeah, the great man of God, the Bible said, for he was not, because God took him. Who didn't see death, decomposition? Who did not see corruption? The Bible said God took him. But before then, God walked with Noah. We need to walk with God and not come to church as if God is Santa Claus, Father Christmas, whom we have come to take things for. Pray! Muni bobeno, mini, mini bobeno, money ne mine, near what tena mimo, nami tena mimo no, on the best way, baby. Yeah, you are, I am the vine, you are the branches. Anybody that abides in me, abides, resides in me, remain in me, he shall bear fruit. And so if you are not bearing fruit, I'm talking to Ghana, if you are not bearing fruit, it's because you are following an animal saman for insayuye. Eyini na yinsi uhunu. Enyate ni. Ense uhunu eye makacho. Ense minu akankasa. Ense mfuwe minu ayakensi eni. Asem eni ihunu. Enyate ni. Tine. Obaburu mukra. The reason is because we don't acknowledge God. Enka Ghana yeye majuma pa. Enka wasu wame yeye tuya tight to God as a nation. Said yeye yeye yeye. Yate tise kuntibi. Say yeye pese wenyame yeye adumwa. Eno nom na enke wasu yeye niko. Eni yama kakranke yeye yane sewra diye ni. This all my penny mills here. Say we instituted the National Day for Prayer, the National Day for Prayer and Thanksgiving. And before that day, in every January, we fast as a nation for 1 week. Ni na ya to actually. Ya to actually. Kofa konfoni wulomo for nsi hununkwa no makeka. And therefore, this country is struggling. Mungozu ngunsa na mese mobua no onyame beshete. I don't care. Bible said, when you're me and sit down, or let that. I'm telling everybody trying to do anything for this nation. Mumfan shama kumem. When you're me and sit down, won't advance if you no wa yakwa. Fasha wakumem. Mumuanu yehu abeshete. I'm telling you, until you repent, God will scatter easily for you. Yeah, mungongo bisa eyi. How the Lord shut down Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone, it's going to take them 20 years to regain their economic stance. When my grandma, of course, was Sierra Leone. Hey, don't sit somewhere and talk what you don't know. The Lord shut them down. Guinea, same. It's the one, of course, was. And Nigeria, you are going to come under extreme judgment. I'm telling you. Any moment from now, all the innocent blood that was shed last week, and all that have been shed, whether by Boko Haram, whether by insurgent, whether by Fulani, God will recompense it. For vengeance belongs to the Lord, and He shall repay. Kind. The Bible said, and Noah was a just and a perfect man. And Noah gave birth, begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japhet. And the earth, the Bible said, was also corrupt. You see that word appeared in the Bible? Corrupt. 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 Isn't it interesting? We get that word in the Bible, but the etymological root word, the origin of that word is from Latin, you know, which comes from the word corruptus is the etymological root word. We derive the word corruption, you know, and if you look at carefully at the past participle of that word corruptus, you will get the word corrompere. Corrompere, two words put together, cor, which means all together, and rempere, which means broken down. So corruption is breaking down the altogether order, the whole order. Corruption is going behind the correct order. That is what it is. It is not only giving monies for things to be done. It begins with the heart. What you call motive, the Hebrews call corruption. What you call motive, it begins with the heart. Why are you following the girl you are following? Why do you want to marry the girl you want to marry? Because he says, it is not because I want to make some noble bride. I want to live with you, settle down with you, and pursue our vision. No, it is by, you know, you are a banker, you are making some money, and I want to marry you so that I can siphon your money. Yeah, there are people who come to church and they see that there is a young lady, she's doing very well, and they can easily. They can easily become a prayer warrior. They will be in the church for 1 year and you will see them as a nice person. They will propose to you. They will marry you. But their intention is to finish you. Oh yeah. They did it to so many musicians in this country. Yeah, the gospel musicians. A lot of people who married them had bad intention. I don't want to mention names because my time is limited this morning. Corruption. Yeah, evil intentions, motives, yeah, corruption. Steve, I'm telling you, most of the guys who play all these instruments, Ghana prophets, use them as rituals by, you know, having sex, anal sex with them, trumu. Most of them, that is their rituals for rejuvenation. They use them for that. And so they go play these instruments and say, and that is what they do and all that. Most of the guys most of the guys, tum na pro doctor bi twitwa picture no dey send me of the surgeries they do, you know, concerning, you know, some of these people na me shekwa brane na na ni tum why all because o person wo bear my fano o babesi addressing nicely na no mami lesbian bi am shea no e wo kwen mu industrial area o your bank manager ba ni one na ye lesbian wo kwen yi ho a o ton niam wo kwa ho na lesbian bank manager wo betna se wo se buy wo name mami hwe e kwan ho na wo tena se no buy ne name bank manager na o ni nyonko ba te ho no wo hwe and they call them G whatever and yeah, forever GFG or whatever community kwa siafra muntie awrade asem e ka kire mo moye madwen sa modi tumutumo ene adia bia e bi tia e bi enom ye bebre wo men ya ye nkotodwen na ye emubu ye ya be bompa ye tia mo ye ka kire mo ansan mo tu na ye mprema e be kire mo be bia ye de mfia be simo so me ka awrade adwen so akire e mankwa siafra munni akono nhye makono so na mo die wo ba na apeso e ya na me kan kan kwa bon tru me kan do fa so den because you be great ya sunday mo ha dwuma ye die no no I'm telling you because most of our children who have gotten themselves into all these things they observe their parents doing certain things ne papa kwa dwuma na ne maame a girlfriend na we lesbian na be she dem ho na bo fra ne tempo mem no ho and these are the things that we want to talk to you about. The earth is absolutely corrupt. If we are going to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, then we are going to be a Christian of a difference. We will be Oja. We are not going to follow the status quo. We are not going to follow the mediocre, you know, terrain. We are going to then become like a sanctuary. That is what the songwriter said. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true with thanksgiving. I will be a living testimony or a living sanctuary. And not in your baby, so my brother. And then I'm a time where I saw near Christopher and one is yeah, yeah, you deep bonny pa. When I'm in your bunny chair, now you're born again. Here, Jack clubs. We've left the clubs. We've left the nightclubs. We've left raving and jamming. We've left smoking. We've left a sutro, but me boss sutro chain will be here. We've left all that to become Christians. Now you're by sorry them. Dear near we see and I yeah yeah. When you miss what king as no, Uber now sorry for near soft one, and no be no more you are sorry. Me chilis idea no. When I me as some mammy sir, I dear be a me who will we are and some may be born again. So me who will be a wa a sorry beam Minka sentia, so we be king my son. Now me mom cocos when ya ya you are on your way to hell. And pay and then I suffer what you read to me if I'm proud. Sorry, so from Gracia for a munity, may catch your father for not a defeatani and Fanya Bonnet. Monshaya at a defeatano with the 13 years in a share, young Fanya Bonnet. Also, obey your father will be handsome. Pray at a defeatani and Fanny Bonnet. When you're very careful. Now, Monsacha, my dear from Homer Christo, yes, a brand new woman, a young woman, a woman. Can't bra from Kaka.
Nasasia sell Yanko Pony.
Asasi! Asasina sayo! I'm telling you.
Nani idea shas as a summa.
And he didn't that boy, he used the word violence. He used the word violence. And so in all the stripper nightclubs in Adabraka, all the stripper nightclubs in Osu. We may be some say, we are then where listen, I am a club. I used to be a club boy. Anybody farming. Sorry, when I come to church and I see the church girls dressed like the strippers in the nightclub, you come into church with a mini skirt. Somebody will say, that is all she had. That is not all you had. When you are in church, that is a so I was saying one of Nitia that they are done assembling here. Nani Oba, sorry, Papa, quite sorry, Papa. Na, we are a winning tide, don't do a good year, them, why, Empe. Inti wana se enwana me wa yema watadi enche. Enyanwana wa wana pe we drama ya bo one such a wag your sister will be brutal wo hell. I'm telling you. Pray! I can't ya me adjunya chiremo. Mo ekunu no mwa mudimo yire mwen munye careful. You are maltreating your wife, be very careful. Because the Bible used the word violence for them. And you be very careful. You cannot come and sit here and pray. Your tongues go nowhere when you cannot love your wife. Husbands, love your wives as the Lord Jesus Christ loved the church. He has given you a standard of the love you must love your wife. We shall win to me. Mwa munya mwari ya no pelbe bitina. Emi dinsi unu biya. Ema mejijini pa. Afina asofo yebe. Ena munya abo tre. Montana si yini brefu munsi unu no. Tia! So biya no ye ye. E yi post marital counseling. Emi atra o babrun. Show it to me! Post marital dear baby. Huh? Where she are she? Where you are you need time for unseen one no? Mama treating crofoma and my wari will be bam a tete no and young kune bema one warina could be baware no. Oh yeah, a treating in a better way to find some wound on a pebble bigina. Uba sakra sakra repent. Kanya me adrian. Who obey be you are nice except your wife. Hello, babes. But who know you are see your mommy? You are sick. You are sick. Huh? That's strange. Bonnie. I'm telling you, Bonnie. Bonnie afraid you, baby. One guy Isaiah Hono. 59:1. Who be here, huh? Fast memory. My wife is in love with your ministry. Now I'm saying, a man, Kasano, they get excited, they fall in love with Kofidro's ministry, no problem. And was it Kofidro, you know, encourage you, a man, or me rooted in it now for you, be a woman, dear, so chill. Man, what been too much? Babu so bakwa sia e kasa foti bongosu onim hwe. Pray. Bran was. E ka bran was enyumre. Tonight what we are going to do. Oh, enyumre, what I want to tell everybody, listen, what I want to tell every enyumre, we will be dealing with that. E ka se bran was she wu kuna sia. He started by saying momre bran mo was ma mo ho mo ho. And then he said e yirenom momre mo was ma man kasa mukuno. In court, you become a fool. Yeah. To make it work. To make it work. In my baby, the whole so mumu was in so mimo. So mumu was in some patch or one patch. Or send me a fachet book, nebra. Yes! Fachet book, nebra! Yeah, the checkbook, nebra. Or send me once a month. Once a month, no. And no. Will you add an answer? Hey, I am a man of God. I have been doing this for some time now. I understand what goes on. I know women who tell their husband, "Ope, 3 rounds in a month, they are. I have 3,000. Abrabozu can have 5 cities. Hey, sister, we are expensive, pa. Abrabozu can have 5 cities. Cape Coast here 1 city. We are expensive. Dina who could do more, Wamba? What's our baby for? Any baby for? Bravo, what's it? Daniel chapter 12, from verse number 1. Quickly, let's work.
Daniel chapter 12, 1.
Stop thinking like we are going to be here forever because we are not. I want to use the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to commiserate I want to use this platform to commiserate with all Ghanaians, especially the family of His Excellency, the former Vice President of this country, Mr. Parkwesi and Mr. Arthur, especially to the former Second Lady and also His Excellency's mother, because I know she's alive. I want to use the opportunity to say, our condolences, our thoughts and prayers are with you in this very trying moment. And Kebianshem, we never imagined that. And I'm telling anybody who feels that, they are powerful or some kind of, super person and all that. Sometimes let us be very sensitive to other people's feelings. Because when you will be crying, one talk, yemfa will woo in ya. Yeah. And so when things like that come, let us be very careful the way we commend. I'm talking to the journalists now. The way we commend and the stories we make, because it hurts their families. You will not feel it until it comes to your gate. Yeah. Who said it was going to be so? But it happened. And so we pray for that family and ask the grace of God to touch them. We won't be here forever. We usually go on down where we see no. Pray! O Nyankopon ebe ton safro ama wo bi hunu afadan no. Obe pamo oyere ana obe fa na kam. Pray! Kenya mi adwen akire. Kind to us.
Ebre no mu na Michael. Obo 43 a ogina ho ma wo man ma no be sori ogina. Na ebe ya ohihia bre a e free bre.
Bible said in this end time ebe ya ohihia bre me time na so kan.
Ah, if we say on my buy, I know basically say.
If we say, they say we are see, I say I'm deep on class. He been see that.
The brand woman or budget woman for every room.
Tio.
Obiara obi huna say what you need in woman umuno.
Tio.
Now one hour what did that form dotie num bebre benyane.
Oh, and you mean you better be free ha? Huh? Verse 9. King can verse 9.
Verse 9.
Quick. We don't have the time.
Now, Osi Daniel, quick.
Tio.
Now what to turn some numu aso.
Obiara obi say connect to turn some numu ni na na so ano kan
ye. Now Osi Daniel, quick. Now what to turn some numu. Aso ano de rekosi ewiye bre so
reader
wo betene nipa bebre ho ahoa won ho ama
wo betene nipa bebre ho ahoa won ho
ama wapo
ama wapo enne wu se me ma po mo ho na ma po mo ho a ewiye nim ne yewo no so ejina na aso yapo.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.